First of all, Carmen, I'd like to ask you about your family and the establishment of Caldwell's store.
My family moved here in the summer of 1937. My dad had bought a store that had been owned by Holders. This would be the Holder family of Bruce Holder, the musician in the area. And he leaves a son now, Bruce Jr., who is still active in orchestras and so on. The business at the time was probably best known for its homemade ice cream, and my father continued that, but soon enlarged the business when he built a new store in 1946. With living accommodations upstairs. The house that we lived in when we moved here was torn down in 1960 to enlarge the parking lot. The store expanded over the years and became really a grocery store with meat, fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as the usual grocery items. Renforth at that time was a pretty small area in terms of residents. As I recall, we probably had 30 to 35 families living here in Renforth on a permanent basis. And in the summer, those numbers were enlarged by perhaps 60 or so families who had summer residences here, and they moved here largely from St. John area. There were very few automobiles, as I can remember, perhaps 15 or so, that were used by the full-time people living here. Of course, that number would swell in the summertime. There were 10 to 12 horses and ponies. The McGuires owned horses, Barters owned horses, Fitzgerald, Clark, and my dad. We had one horse and ponies while I was young. At one time, we had five. There were always sailboats and powerboats at the wharf in the summertime, perhaps 20 or 30. And in the wintertime, there would be 10 to 15 ice boats. And some of those were quite well made and very fast. They could go, I would say, 75 to 80 miles an hour if there was a good breeze and clear ice. We've always had smelt fishing. And hake fishing, but we don't seem to see much hake fishing today, but smelt was always popular in the winter, and in the summertime there would be trout and some other species, I guess pickerel and bass and so on. We skated on the bog in the winter. This would be sort of December, early January, and then on the Kennebecasis River a little later in the season, when the ice was safe. It would be considered safe, I guess, for skating at about 6 inches, and you'd want 8 to 10 inches if you were going to take a horse on the ice, which was not unusual. Many times I would have driven across to Long Island with a pony. Sometimes for exercise only, sometimes to shoot rabbits or snare rabbits. Most people, when they worked, used a small train, which we called a jitney, and it could move forward or reverse at approximately the same speed. It contained two cars, as I remember, and it ran between St. John and Hampton, and was used by people who were employed in St. John, and it would be filled night and morning. We also had SMT buses running on a scheduled basis between St. John, Gondola Point, and Crispamsis, and the school children used the bus to get to Rossay Consolidated School if they lived further than a mile from school. Of course, these students all took lunches at that time. We also had two large private schools. The first was Rossay Collegiate on College Hill in Rossay. That was a boys' school. And Netherwood School for Girls, located probably half to three-quarters of a mile away in more downtown Rossay. These were well-known private schools that were attended by students from the area as well as other provinces and the United States and some other countries like Bermuda and the Barbados, etc. I remember quite vividly at the Renforth Wharf in the summer, there was a large power boat, probably 75 to 85 feet long. It was owned by Percy Thompson of East Riverside. He had a number of businesses, one of which was in St. John, or perhaps two in St. John. He owned other residences than the one here. There were more than two or three located in the United States, and he had one in Bermuda. The boat had colorful leather chairs on the stern deck, and I occasionally spent some time with his son Eric, and on occasion was invited aboard. It was a luxurious boat, and I believe a crew member was aboard each day during the daylight hours of the summer season. Thinking back, the streets in Renforth were not paved and not plowed on a regular basis in the winter. Neil McGuire plowed Fox Farm Road and occasionally another street running parallel to Fox Farm with a wooden V plow pulled by his team of horses. Other side streets, as I remember, were not plowed, which meant many residents would not use their cars in the winter. I recall watching ice being cut on the Kennebecasis River in the winter, and it was hauled to ice houses by horse and straight sled. This was always an interesting time, and often one of the kids would get a little too close to the edge and get a wet snowsuit as a result. Of course, he'd have to hurry home before it froze. There were very few lawns that were kept mowed. Real mowers were hard to push, and the lawns tended to be small and not well kept, certainly not anything like today. I don't recall any paved driveways at that time. It seemed to be a much simpler life than we live today.
Thanks, Carmen. You've covered quite a few of the questions I was going to ask you, but one that comes to mind is we're talking about the train system, and I presume, was there a train station in the village?
Yes, there was. It was located fairly close to, I guess, maybe Fitzgerald's store. Yes, it was very close to where you would go down over the railway track today to the wharf.
Right. And how did people make a living who lived in this area? What kind of jobs locally and in St. John, and how did they usually get into St. John?
Well, there were... I recall people working maybe for the provincial or federal government, and I'm speaking now of parents of friends of mine. There were other people worked, for instance, at the Crosby's Molasses Company or perhaps a local automobile dealership. There were also people who worked at financial institutions like banks, insurance companies, trust companies. So I think there was a pretty good representation maybe of people in the area who would have worked at the normal jobs you would find in St. John at that time. St. John had more residents at that particular time than we do today. The growth has been in the outlying areas, and the number living within the city limits, I believe, are fewer today than they were at that time. I'm sure they were.
And how did you yourself travel into St. John?
Well, I traveled by bus. We had a bus pass, and the driver would punch a ticket, and sometimes I would, for instance, I took music lessons, and I traveled with a friend who took music lessons on the same day, roughly at the same time, and their parents used to take me to town, my sister and me. To have music lessons on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. So you never used the train much, did you?
No. I would rarely, in fact, I don't ever remember using the jitney, although a lot of the local residents did. My father had a car, and occasionally he would drive me to town, but only if he were going. I mean, I would have to plan my trips based whether he was going or not.
Right, yeah, that's good. I realize you must have all been quite busy in the store, but what did your family do for fun? You mentioned in the winter time, the skiing and so on, and going over to the island.
Well,
what about the summertime?
I guess in the summertime, on Sundays, the store was open 6 days a week. On Sundays, we often drove to my uncle's, he had a farm in Wickham, and that's where we lived before we moved to St. John. We were just two farms away from his. My mother would have been born in Wickham. My dad had relatives who owned a farm in Lower Cambridge, and my dad bought that farm in 1951, and we have it today. Dad raised Aberdeen Angus cattle, and on his death in 1983, I carried on the cattle operation. We still have the farm. We don't have cattle of our own today, but in our pastures you'd find cattle there. We continue to have hay cut on a custom basis. Since I've been retired, I plow a field of the farm each year, and in the fall and in the spring I would disc it, harrow it, seed it to grain, and we'd have a field of grain as well. The farm is located in Lower Cambridge. We would have about 92 acres of land that's worked. We have pasture land and probably 300 acres of woodlot. That farm has been in my family since 1790.
Very interesting. So you obviously come from a strong farming family.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. Were there any local churches here, and were they quite active for the people in the community?
Well, the local church would be St. James the Less. It was located at the upper end of Renforth, very near East Riverside. It has now been sold and turned into a residence, remodeled. And the same church now is located at the edge of Rossay and Torryburn. It's much larger and much more modern than it was, and much better parking than we had at that in those days.
Do you remember anything about the shipyard at the foot of Appleby Drive, or would that be before your time?
That would have been before my time, yeah. The only shipyard that I recall was the one that was in St. John. It was owned, I believe when we moved here, it was owned by Percy Thompson. It was then sold to C.N. Wilson, and it's more latterly owned. It's been owned by, and still is owned by, the Irving family. It was always a busy place, particularly at that time, because the war broke out in the late 30s, and a lot of ships were brought in for repairs. Some would have been shelled, and Halifax and St. John were very busy ports in the late 30s.
Thank you. What do you remember about your fondest memories of the area? Does anything particularly stick out there in your mind?
Well, I guess as a kid you have a lot of fond memories. You know, some of them would be close friends. Probably my closest friend was Brian Mayo, and Brian is now deceased. He attended the forestry school in Fredericton, and I went to Mount A. He accepted work in Chalk River, Ontario, and he remained in that area really for the rest of his career. And I wouldn't see Brian very frequently, maybe once in 5 or 10 years prior to his death. Fortunately, I dropped in on a family reunion at the invitation of an older sister of his, just to, because she knew, you know, Brian and I kept in touch a bit with Christmas cards and so on. And a number of his brothers had, his older brothers had worked in Dad's store over the years, and his father would be one of the people who used the jitney on a regular basis.
Right, that's good. And what did you, or do you like about living in this area? Because you've lived here a long time.
Well, I think it's a fairly close community, a very pleasant place. You can become active in Renforth, or you can become active in St. John, which I guess I've tended to do because of my work there. You know, you can become quite involved with various groups, organizations on a formal and less formal basis, and or you can sort of do your own thing. We have a lot of advantages, I think, in St. John, in that we have a well-recognized country club, very close at Riverside. We're not very far from the country if you like to fish or hunt or maybe walk on trails. There are a lot of advantages, and I think you have to really live elsewhere to appreciate the area we're in. I've also lived in Montreal. After I graduated from university, I originally articled in Montreal. I've lived in Halifax, Dartmouth, short time in Kentville. In my work, I've traveled to most of the provinces, I guess, in Canada. and a few cities in the United States, and I guess you have to maybe be away to appreciate what we have here. And I think a lot of people would probably agree with that statement. I know sometimes we would have staff transferred to St. John from other provinces, and they weren't very fussy to come here. But after a few years, then they didn't want to be transferred out of St. John.
That's very good. And after that glowing report, kind of, do you have any dislikes about living in the area?
No, not really. It would be nice if it was a little warmer in the summertime, but people have found ways around that.
Yeah. Well, you can always go upriver for the nice warm weather.
Well, in the summertime, it's true. The temperature is a little warmer in Cambridge. I would say often it's 5 degrees warmer, and very little fog. It's drier, and things grow well. And it's only 55 miles, I guess, away, something like that.
And do you feel that there's anything that would help make the area a better place in which to live?
Gee, that's a tough question, Keith. Right off the top of my head, it's pretty hard to come up with anything that would make the area better. I guess if we had some streets leading to St. John that were a little smoother, it would make it better. But I'm not sure this is going to happen quickly. Although Rosse Avenue is being improved, and hopefully. We have the throughway, and you can always use that, but I feel sorry for the restaurants and some of the retail establishments on Rosse Avenue, especially this last few years. I think the province has let that street decline, and now it's owned by the city. No, I think it would be pretty difficult to improve on living in this area.